It's Saturday, the 13th of December, 10 a.m. So for a bit of a long lie in bed till 9 this morning. Welcome, long lie. And also a welcome sound back in the garden. Can you hear those starlings up to the left? One on the telegraph wire. Funny I said telegraph wire, we don't have telegraphs. And I think three or four more up in the big conifer, but that starling, that stucky stopped singing to fly down onto the top of the suet feeder, and he's filling his belly, or her. It's bitter cold this morning, I just checked the temp, -4 even at 10 a.m. But the skies are pretty good, they're not heavier laden at all. They're pretty clear. Some clouds, some blue skies. The sun is way over now already. Well south and heading into southwest south. If I've got my compass. Right. It's very cold. I've got gloves on this morning. Oi. Cold, bitter winter breeze blowing, but having said that, it is a wonderful, beautiful morning, a proper winter's morning with white roofs and white frosted snow on the ground. Didn't get any more snow, just froze over and froze over more, which is good because we are heading to Falkirk, possibly Stirling today, but I guess we'll wait and see what it's like in Falkirk. Just to get my wife out of the house for a bit. I know she goes up through the town, but this week with the horrendous weather and icy conditions, she hasn't been out much, so I'm taking her down so she can get a wee bit, wander around the shops and go in for a coffee. Doesn't take much just to get away from the door for a wee bit. I'm feeling okay this morning again. I'm feeling healthy. As healthy could be. I had a good day yesterday. Actually, no, I'll rephrase that. I had a very good day yesterday. Very good day indeed. I was setting up that big 60-inch plasma television in the care home. And someone, I had to set all the things up with the Wi-Fi and networking. And someone had donated a very impressive surround sound set by B&W. That's the Bowers & Wilkes top quality name in hi-fi. I may have already mentioned that the amp, the receiver amp itself, weighed about 500 weight. But I was setting it up. There was no one in the care home yesterday because the minibuses that go to collect people couldn't go out. Again, that was the second day because of the conditions. And so only backup staff. So I was there with the manageress, strictly speaking, and the care manager. I won't use their names at this point. It's not fair. But anyway, I was there, three of them, and it was so quiet, it was strange for the care home to be so damn quiet. But I had free run to get everything set up, move things about on the stage, do what I wanted to do, just get this thing all up and running, and occasional blather with those who came through to see how I was getting on, ask questions about the whole thing, and we got it working and blew my mind away. It blew their minds away once it was up and running. And that was about four hours easy. And then just having a coffee with them and having a wee blather. And then I got a call to go to Andrew's farm on the caravan park part to repair an outlet for a caravan. just a small task, a small job. But again, a great blether with Jenny and Andra when I was up. And by the time I got home, I was just in a high. I just had such a good day. And you know, it's days like that more than cancel out the days where the humdrum days, and I've sung about that. Yes, those humdrum days and what you might think dull and boring days and non-productive days. And a day like yesterday was just brilliant. I even went to bed last night thinking about what had happened during the day, rerunning everything through my mind, all the things I had done, procedures and the chat. And actually, I couldn't get to sleep for a wee bit. I'm not complaining, because it'd been such a good day. I guess I didn't want to let it go. So, and because of that, I'm feeling in a really good mood this morning. So I'm hoping the day today, sun's now made its way out. It's nice, but it's no real heat behind it. It's nice to see it just the same. So I'm hoping and praying that today will be another nice day, just getting out with my wife, having a blether while we're travelling, and do a bit of people watching, one of our favourite pastimes. Maybe she'll pick up something nice for herself while we're down there, because she always thinks about everyone else. She's always thinking way ahead. She'll say to me, that's nice, isn't it? And I'll say, yeah, do you want me to get it for you? Do you want to get it? And no, I wasn't thinking about me. I was thinking about something. And that's the problem. She always thinks about herself. So hopefully I can convince her today to think about herself. And for once. Loads of activity in the garden this morning. The feeders aren't lasting a pick. That little flock of house sparrows have returned. You can hear them flitting about, probably. I'll move over a wee bit and see if they'll come over to the feeder. Sorry, guys, for holding you back. They certainly were chirping away last night and this morning, so. It's good to see them. Actually, there's quite a few now. It's got to be about 20 now. And that big 50, 60 foot Leylandii is being bathed in sunshine. It's looking really majestic. It's looking fair proud of itself there. Look at me. I'm taller than every other bugger in the area. And I'm better looking. Well, pretty much so, because it is taller. And most of the trees have no leaves. It's thinking back to the day I planted that conifer as a sprig. Ah. Tall oaks, etc. And the wee sparrows they're trying to get to the feeder, and they're a bit scared of me, so I'm going to just go in and let them get down. They'll be wanting to pack as much grub into themselves as they can in a short day. Come on in. I'm going in. Look, watch me go in the door.